Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Mitt and Rick, neck and neck. Iowa speaks for Romney and its Spiritu Santorum for the former senator from Pennsylvania, the GOP's multiple personalities in Iowa. On this Wednesday, January 4th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Rick Santorum. Maybe less good morning for Mitt Romney, but still a relief. Iowa is in our rearview mirror. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back. We'll assess if Rick Santorum is another GOP nano candidate or can actually build momentum from here. And is there a split personality in the GOP right now? And if so, can Mitt Romney bring it together? We'll talk about that. And what does that other candidate in the race run on? The Obama agenda after Iowa. We got some responses from you on yesterday's story over whether college athletes should be paid or not.
This is Joe Miller from Virginia, and I just called to say if student athletes are going to be compensated, then students who receive scholarships for other things should be compensated. Writers, people who perform in the performing arts, scientists and engineers who contribute to university research.
As always, you can keep the conversation going. Just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
It was a last-minute countdown in overtime, basically. Mitt Romney declared the winner of the Iowa caucuses just hours ago with an 8-vote margin over Rick Santorum. Joining us now from Des Moines, Pat Blank, senior news producer for Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to you.
If you've been to bed at all, tell me what these results mean.
Well, I think it's a victory of sorts for Mitt Romney because he didn't spend a lot of time here, but more so a victory for retail politics. Rick Santorum went to every single state in or every single county in the state, 99 counties. He didn't have a big bus. He traveled by a pickup truck.
From one of his campaign managers drove him around in his truck, right?
So right. They called it the Chuck truck.
But, you know, the rest of the country is saying this shows a real divide among Republican voters. Is that what Iowans are feeling?
I think a little of that, yes. It's Romney coming in, not spending a lot of time here, and then Rick Santorum putting the surge on at the very last moment and kind of consolidating some of that evangelical vote.
Well, we'll see if Rick Santorum can keep that momentum going into New Hampshire. Pat Blank is senior news producer for Iowa Public Radio. Thanks, Pat.
And in other news, President Obama heads to Ohio today to tout his economic policy. He'll speak at a suburban Cleveland high school and renew his push for boosting the economy. The president also addressed Iowa Democrats via live web chat last night while they attended their caucuses. Starbucks is raising brewed coffee prices in some parts of the country. It's an economic indicator. They need to cover higher costs. The Seattle-based chain says prices for a tall coffee will go up about 10 cents in the Northeast and in the Sunbelt regions. Customers in Florida and California will not see an increase in cost. Looking at the markets this morning, outside of the Starbucks index, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down for Wall Street, though, after a big, big run-up yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 12,397. The S&P opens at 1,277. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,321. Throughout this hour, we're going to take a look and deep into the numbers of the Iowa caucuses. It's an 8-vote margin between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, who, as Pat Blank said, really went county to county and shook every hand in the state practically, and it certainly benefited him. Where does he go from here? We asked you yesterday, which GOP candidate do you hope wins, and which do you want to exit the race? And we got lots of answers, which poured in all night long. A listener from Michigan texted us, "I don't like any of them. I will not be looking at the GOP for a candidate until the Tea Party movement influence dies down. The Tea Party view on social issues is just too far to the right for me." That's a listener from Michigan. Listener from New York has this: "I hope Bachman wins." Sorry, because her debates with President Obama will be priceless. Again, sorry. Failing that, any and all of the GOP contenders will be extremely entertaining, providing rich fodder for Saturday Night Live and for all late night comics.
Maybe
it
that's
sounds
a comedian.
Like a it sounds like a union writer there, actually, a comedy writer.
Yeah, it could be speaking a comedy writer hoping to get the best material coming out of there.
Well,
although
you know that the Daily Show folks are definitely looking at every single candidate and every single result.
You know, that's something that Obama has in common with them. They're both comedians and the president are hoping this is a long slog to a nomination.
Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE or just go to thetakeaway.org.